I'll tell you what culture I think's gone in the game. I think that the public and the pro rapport has gone a little bit because guys don't need to make money off the golf course anymore. We're old school. Old school was that you played golf to make enough money to pay the taxes that you made off the golf course. That's what we did. We needed to make so much money on the course to pay the taxes that we made off the course. We didn't make a lot of money in contracts. We made a lot of money in what we're doing right now, in public relations, in outings, in standing on a par three with 20 foursomes. Those guys won't do that now. I mean, and they don't have to. And I don't blame them, to tell you the truth. I would probably do the same thing. I don't think I'd be any different. I mean, I'd say, you know, this guy wants to pay me $100,000. Whoa, what the hell for? All I got to do is finish in the top 20 next week, and I'll make 270. So I don't need to be, you know, killing myself going here and going there. David will tell you, when I went on the senior tour, I literally was going to make myself the top dog for a short period of time, and I knew that. And I got an airplane, and I didn't need an airplane. I got one simply because there was going to be a lot of demands on outings, exhibitions, banquets. And if I had wheels, you understand? See, you have to understand, if you don't have wheels to do an outing, it's a three-day deal. You got to get there, you got to do it, and then you leave the next day. If you got wheels, you can go there, you can go home, you can instead of three-day outing, you can do three outings in 3 days.
Yeah.
See, and that's what it made me. And I kept it until that ran out, and I sold it. I mean, I got rid of it simply because I wasn't going to have an airplane just to be having an airplane. What the hell is that? I mean, I'm in Dallas, man. I can jump on an airplane and go anywhere in the world out of Dallas. And they got people waiting on me in there. I mean, they got people bringing you drinks and stuff. I don't actually blame the guys for doing it. You know, God bless them. I'm glad they're making that much. I'm glad they're playing for what they're playing for. I personally think that it's past due. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get like Tiger, you know, everybody says, you know, Mickelson made the statement about his taxes in California, which didn't go good with a lot of people simply because you're saying the guy's making $40 million. And he's, yeah, but you know, you get a great running back and you get a great basketball player and you get a great baseball player. You know, they make that much money.
Sure.
So I thought golf was finally arrived of making probably the same amount of money as all the great athletes are making. So I don't have anything against it. God bless them.
With all the money that's been ushered in, do you feel like the game is a little overanalyzed now as far as...
We have a lot. It's very accessible. In other words, I don't know if it's hurt the game a little bit. It may have. I think what's happened is people watch the game and they see all these fabulous golf courses that are in fabulous condition. But you have to understand that it took them a whole year to get that golf course in that condition for that tournament because everyone wanted to showcase it. See? And people get spoiled. Now all of a sudden they go to a club, they pay a green fee, and they look at the club and it doesn't look like that, and they say, oh, my God, this place is terrible. And I think that there's so much golf on it. I mean, I don't know what the solution is going to be. Equipment is extremely high. I mean, to buy a top set of golf clubs today, to get a good set of golf clubs today, top set, is $3,000. To belong to a club, I don't have to tell you what that's going to cost you. Even if you play a public course, you're going to pay $170 to play a top-notch golf course. And I think, and why, is simply because everything's gone up. It's like food. It's like anything else. I mean, if you go buy it, you can't buy a tractor for what you bought it for 20 years ago. You're paying more for water. Fertilizer's not what it used to be. The salaries are not what it used to be. Everything has gone up, and people complain about that golf is too expensive. It is expensive. There's no question about it. It's always been expensive. What we've got to do is we've got to get to the point to where I think the equipment could be cheaper for them. I don't think... Back in the old days, I remember, David, when investment casting came out, people were making golf clubs in garages. And, man, you could buy golf clubs really cheap. Now, I mean, to get a top-notch driver is $400 or $500. I remember when you could get a whole set for $160, $200. And I mean a top.
Set irons $1,000.
Yeah. A McGregor. I remember getting a set of McGregor irons and woods. The woods were $84 and the irons were $115. $199 for the whole set.
Golf balls are my wedge for that.
Maybe if it get it cost. If you get it at cost. So everything has gone up. But I can understand that. I mean, everything's gone up. Salary. I mean, these golf courses, the maintenance on them is just unbelievable because of the water. And now they've got it to the point. And then if it's not in great condition, you know, members drop out. They don't want to be any part of it. Then they go broke. And then the people that have houses around it get stuck with it. Then where does it go? I don't know if there's any fast solution. I don't know where the hell we're going with this. Now, Tiger turned on a hell of a lot of young golfers. Now, you have to understand that Tiger's only been on the scene now, what, 20 years? Yeah. Right at it, 21 years. So Tiger was on tour, say 2000, when he was turning everybody really on. Well, these kids that were really, really Tiger fans are only 16. You see what I'm saying? They're maybe a little older. Yeah. Yeah. So they're in college. So we don't know whether they're going to pursue this game or not when they get out. I was asked that question the other day, was how much of an impact has he had? And I think rating-wise on television, he had a hell of an impact. And I think the television has can see that now that he's not playing, that the ratings are not as high.
Yeah.
And they went down at the Masters. They've gone down everywhere he's not played. Ratings have gone down. Why? Tiger's not there. I used to come home, and I mean, we're journeymen. I mean, we've been playing golf our whole life. But I'll tell you something, no one could get me to turn that television on except him. When I'd come home, the first thing we'd do is turn it on. How's Tiger doing? And we'd turn it on.
Yeah.
He turned us on. I wouldn't come home and turn it on for anybody else. Never have. Although I love Bubba. I think Bubba is the next thing. The problem is, I don't know if Bubba wants it. Tiger wanted it. And I don't know if Bubba is oozing with talent. I mean, it's just coming out of his pores. I mean, this guy can do anything in the world with a golf ball. And I mean, and he's found the Lord. He's got a couple of kids now, and married a basketball player, I think she was. And he's happy. And I think he's kind of gotten some of the demon. He was a little short-tempered at the beginning. But he's done a hell of a job. But I think this Bubba can play. People like him. They like this guy. And I think it's great. I really do. I think it's great.
What about current number one, Rory McIlroy?
We don't know him that well. I know his parents. Rory is more business, I think. He wants it. He wants to stay there. Now, I know he didn't play well this week, but you can't go by that simply because, I mean, he hadn't played in 5 or 6 weeks. You can't be number one because, you know, when you're sleeping, somebody's practicing. It's like a horse. You know, you don't want a horse. You want something that eats while you're sleeping, you don't want. I mean, you just. And while McIlroy is number one, while somebody's practicing, you understand, somebody's coming after him. I like this Patrick Reed. I like his attitude. Patrick Reed plays with a chip on his shoulder. I know Patrick Reed. It goes back quite a while from college when he left college because they didn't want him or something and he transferred. Georgia, was it?
Went to Augusta State.
Yeah.
Led him to 2 NCAA.
You got it. And he wants to prove something to a lot of people. I think that deal hurt him a little bit last year when he won the match play or when he won that tournament down at Doral and said, I'm one of the top five in the world. I think he is too, but I don't think it was kind of the time to say that. It was like Phil saying what he said about, you know, the Ryder Cup and stuff. You know, it's okay to say that, but I don't think it's kind of the right place to say it. But what the hell? I've eaten a lot of tennis shoes myself. You know, I've had Nikes. I've had them all in my mouth. You can't talk as much and as fast as I can and think of what the hell you're saying. You can't do it. You know, that's why politicians go, yeah, they're trying to figure out how in the hell they're going to say this without you guys turning it around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, how are you guys going to turn this around?
The tour has shown that it can survive without Tiger. It's always going to survive.
Oh, no, it's always going to survive. Said, like, no. No one individual is bigger than the game. Believe me, don't even go there with that. No one. I mean, everybody thought that when Nicklaus retired, when Palmer was going, we're dead. Yeah. And then Nicklaus comes along, we're dead. And then I came along on the senior tour with Nicklaus, and it went crazy. Yeah. And then they said, who's going to take their place? Well, then here comes Lanny Watkins, here comes Tom Kite, and here comes Tom Watson. And nothing. They didn't move the needle at all. But it didn't die. You see, golf, there's too many people playing golf. Too many people love this game. And the sponsors like it. You know why the sponsors like it? Is because they can sit next to you and go this way. They don't have to put a helmet on and shoulder pads. You know what I'm saying? And cleats. And get out there and get their ass knocked off. You know, out in the middle of the field. Yeah. Or they don't have to look at a 97 mile an hour fastball. Or they don't have to go out on the basketball court and play with somebody that's 7'2". You see what I'm talking about? They can come out here and play against us with their handicap and be competitive. A guy can come out there and say, I'm a 15, okay, I'm scratched. We can play $100 and I can lose. Can you imagine going, playing tennis with a pro, and the guy says, I give you love 40. What difference does it make? You ain't never going to get one back over there. You understand? How do you handicap a tennis? You put chairs on the other side. I mean, okay, I'm going to put 5 chairs on your side. That's how I'm going to handicap you. Yeah. No. Golf is a game, and this is why the sponsors like it. I think this is why I think the sponsors get a hell of a lot more for their buck when it comes to golf in a golf tournament, because you're there. You sponsor a football game, you got 90 minutes, man. That's it. You got 90 minutes. You sponsor a golf tournament, not only do you have all year promoting it, but hell, you got 7 days of really this is the thing going on. I think it's the greatest buy on the market is a golf tournament. There's no question in my mind.
Best life lesson from the game of golf.
Don't take it for granted. Can't take golf for granted. I don't care how good you are. You can wake up one morning and lose it. And there's been guys to do that. It happened to Duval. Hell of a player. Georgia Tech. I remember when his brother Bob Duval was playing with us on the senior tour. And his son kept knocking on the door. And I told him, I'll never forget it. I told him, I says, if this kid wins a tournament, I says, they're not going to stop him. And I'll tell you what, in about 3 months later, he wins a tournament. And not only they can't stop him, he wins the British Open and he goes to number one. And Tiger was the one that unseated him. And then he started wanting to get in Tiger shape. And he started lifting weights and doing all this stuff and he hurt his back. That's the problem with golf, is the injuries. See, golf is not a game, your body is not supposed to turn that way. In other words, you're twisting your body in ways to where it wasn't meant to be. Now, people now today with nutrition and all these exercise gurus and all these guys, now they're starting to dissect all the little muscles that you need and the core. We didn't have the core back in those days. I mean, we trained on Coors beer. Come on. I mean, we didn't. We went into a locker room. You know what we had? We had a bar. We didn't have orange juice, apples, pears, carrots. Well, you crazy? We had meat in there and we had booze. That's what we had. We had beer. We drank beer or a scotch when we got through. Today, I remember going into the U.S. Open in San Francisco and I smoked. And I went in there and a couple of kids sitting on the couch and I said, anybody got a cigarette? And they looked at me like I was the dumbest son of a bitch in the world. And they got out and walked out. And I said, where's Nikki Price's locker? So I went to Nikki Price's locker. I got me a pack of light Marlboros. And when I lit it, the other two guys got up and walked out. I was in there by myself. But we trained different. Now, if you look at them, they're all flat bellies. They're all strong, tall. That's why they hit it so far. We went 5,000. We drove everywhere. And today, I mean, these kids are all flying in private planes. And God bless them. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad they finally reached it. And I'm glad that we had a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Of helping them out. Yeah, that's great. Palmer, no one did more for the game than Arnie. I mean, this guy is. I don't know how he did it. I really don't know how he did it, being so young. I think it was his father. I think the deacon was the one that brought him that way and showed him at a very young age how you treat people. And how you treat sponsors. And we sometimes forget about it. At the heat of the moment, you know, we get a little hot because we didn't do this and we do that and we don't give a damn about nothing. But Arnie was always perfect. I've never heard him say one derogatory thing about anyone. And he was always wanting to help. He was always ready to help. ready to promote. I told a guy one time, I said, Arnie's the only guy I know that'll come to a red light, jump out of the car to sign autographs. I said, I'll be rolling out my window trying to run in a light. I said, you know, I'll be running a light. But
Lee, a lot of talk already about the Masters because it's the first major. People say golf season starts here in Chicago when they see the green of Augusta. Tell us your thoughts on Augusta. There was a story once I saw where you said the only reason you didn't win there is those greens weren't receptive to the type of ball flight that you had.
That's right, and it's a dogleg. Off the tee, everything went left. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing. I didn't hate the tournament. I mean, I watch it. I mean, everything. I didn't like the guy running it. He and I didn't get along. I thought the greens were a little too difficult. I hit a fade, and it kept running off the greens all the time. I was always chipping on the thing. As far as driving it and everything, I was fine with it. But as far as the tournament is concerned, eighth wonder of the world, in my opinion, no question. Augusta, I think golf starts a little bit before that, in my opinion. I think it starts at Bay Hill. I think Arnie's tournament is, in my opinion, when the season really starts. Augusta gets more publicity. CBS promotes that thing 13 months a year.